Hello?
Hi.
It's been McDonald on the line for the president.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. President.
How you doing?
Well, I'm nervous already.
Well, I don't know. There's a, there may be a hitch in it.
Yeah. I know who's going to get the hitch.
Is there any place I can reach you at 8:15?
Can I call you at 8:15?
Yeah, why don't you call me?
I'll call you. What extension?
I'll be either at the pool or upstairs.
All right. And I'll just ask for you at the switchboard.
Right. Yeah, I'll be at the pool or upstairs.
Because, I'm in my office now. I'd get a bite to eat, and then I'd be leaving for the apartment.
Right.
But you might not catch me, so it's better for me to call you.
8:15.
8:15.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
Fellas in the labor movement would hope that you could get somebody from the labor movement. I think that under the circumstances that Willard works is perhaps the person best qualified to take Arthur's place at the moment.
Yeah.
And I think that he would receive very wide support.
Right. I don't know Wirtz, you know, very well.
Don't you?
I've only, you know, I just see him very...
Well, he's a man of great integrity and competence. And I think who has a good understanding of what the labor movement is about, and I think would be able to work quite well with people.
Yeah.
See, I think to try to get somebody in the labor movement very quickly would create a very, there are very serious stresses and strains at the moment. You perhaps have been reading the papers. I don't know whether Arthur's talked to you or not.
Yeah.
But the meeting we had in Chicago, the council, was a very sad one.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I was going to get in touch with you, and Arthur and I ought to sit down before he moves over and talk about where we're going.
Right. Well, I'll tell him to do that.
Because the, you know, what happens in the AFL-CIO affects you and affects everyone.
That's right.
And we've got some very, very serious problems. And I think it might be well if the three of us could really sit down and chat about them.
Well, I'll get him as soon as he comes back from Chicago.
I'm going to be in Washington next week.
Well, why don't we meet then?
All right. We ought to try to do that before he gets over.
Could you give Kenny a call? Yeah, I'm not going to send his name up for a week or so because I want him to do a few more things.
Yes.
Perhaps you could let Kenny know when you're going to be here.
All right. I'll let Ken know so we can sit down and chat.
Now, if we're going to take somebody from the labor movement, who would you suggest?
Well, really offhand, I'm not in a position to make a suggestion. It's a very difficult decision because of these internal stresses and strains.
Yeah.
And I think that under the circumstances, Willard works. Now, I talked to a number of our friends in the labor movement about this, and their reaction to Willard works is very good.
It is, yeah.
I think that, that he would be a good choice, and I think that most people would be quite happy about him.
Right. Okay, fine. Well, I'll be in touch with you as soon as I get this thing in shape, and I want to do it today anyway, and I'm glad I want to get your judgment.
Very good, and I'll be in touch with Kenny about our getting together.
Okay, good.
Bye.
Thanks, Mom.
Bye.
Writing. Yes, please.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, do you want to get Ms. Secretary Wirtz on there? What? Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hello, Mr.
Oh, well, how are you?
Good.
Listen, I wondered if you would come along on this Secretary of Labor.
Why, yes, sir.
Good, fine. Well, that'd be fine. I'll go ahead and announce it then in the next half hour or so.
Well, very good, Mr. President.
I talked to George Meany, and he's very strong for it, and will issue a good statement.
Good.
So that, and Walter, so that I think we'll get good support.
Sorry, we couldn't end up with one out here last night.
I know it. Well, God damn it, they're crazy.
It's a blue chip game, too.
Yeah, I know it.
They played right to legislation.
Yeah. Good. Okay, fine. Well, we'll move ahead then, and I'll put it out if in the next hour or so.
Okay, much obliged, Mr. Brad.
Thanks a lot. Okay.
Waiting.
I want to get Walter Reuther in Detroit.
All right.
George Harrison of the Railroad Brotherhoods, who's in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave McDonald of the Steel Workers.
All right.
Now, wait a sec. Have to get them all in the next, just be sure and sort of keep them separate.
Okay.
Right.
All right, sir. Thank you.
substitute that would be at least at this point is satisfactory.
Well, and on the other hand, too, I want to offer my congratulations on the appointment of Arthur Goldberg.
Yeah, well, I hate to lose him. I don't know why they all want to go into retirement up there, but they do.
Yeah, you're losing a good right arm there.
Good, fine. Well, I'll see you soon, George.
Well, fine. Many
thanks. Thank you.
Bye.
Listen, I'm going ahead with Willard Wirtz, and I'm going to announce in just a few minutes.
Very good. I think that's a good choice. I think that both the public generally and the labor movement will accept that.
Oh, good. Fine. Well, that's good, and I'll be looking forward to seeing you.
Very good. Now, I'm going to get a hold of Arthur. What about late Tuesday or sometime on Wednesday for our getting together?
Oh, that'll be fine.
I'll be in touch with Ken about it.
Okay, good.
Very good.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Waiting. David McDonald, and he's in New York, and he's en route from the Hampshire House to the Roosevelt Hotel, and we've left word on it.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you.
Lobby, Corporal Melodic.
This is Evelyn Lincoln.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Nelson from the Civil Rights Commission is coming through the Northwest Gate with something for me in about 10 minutes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Right.
Hello?
Bill Regan calling you, Mrs. Lincoln.
Okay.
All right. We're ready? I better...
I'm